Okay, everybody, so definitely one of the most interesting chalokim of Hilchos Havdalah has to be today's chalik, when we discuss the inyonim of the actual candle and the fire. It's a wonderful, wonderful inyonim that we found over here in the inyonim of the Ner of the Havdalah. Mamish, very, very interesting zachen. Let's go through it, say that if we have time at the end, I'd like to speak a couple of moments about something we mentioned yesterday, regarding diluting wine and Chama Medina, whiskey and all these sorts of things, if we have time, Beli Neda. Now, Lemaisa, as we mentioned, it's a mitzvah the Rabbanon for a person, it's not an actual chelik of Avdolah, that at the end of Avdolah we actually, well, not the end of Avdolah, before the Ikud part of Avdolah we make a bracha on the actual Ner. As we mentioned yesterday, if a person would miss this out, since it's not the Ikke Chelik of Avdolah, he's still been Yoitza Avdolah, and therefore he doesn't have to repeat Avdolah over there. So it's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah on a Motzah Shabbos to make a Bhocheh al Ha'neh. Now, Shaila is why? That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. We'll get to it. That was yesterday. The Shaila is why is the Neh such a gewaldige, interesting thing? So I found a few reasons. I want to spell them out to the Oilam because it's very, very interesting to know what are we doing on a Motzah Shabbos with this candle business. Where does it come from? Stamps to make a nocha bracha. So bring all sorts of things that we can make brachas. Why the candle? So, lemaisa. Svarim HaKadoshim bring down some very interesting reasons. One of them is like this. Avada and Avada, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created Eish before Shabbos. That's poshut. Everything in the vault was created before Shabbos Kodesh. Everything was created, including Eish. Oh, but since Eish was produced for the first time on Motzah Shabbos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon the idea to rub two stones together, Memela Adam HaRishon made a fire and he made a bracha. That's why we make a bracha. We make a bracha because on Motzah Shabbos is the first time that we sort of saw when Nana got enjoyment, got benefit from the candle in the creation of the world. Now it's very, very interesting. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, what the bracha of the fire is on. What type of bracha is this? Make a bracha on the Eish. Where do you find such a thing? There's a fire there, so I'm going to make a bracha. Make a desa. There's many things out there. What should I make a bracha for? So it's interesting. My colleague is showing the Ramban, right, in the 8th parak of brachas. Tainis, it's a birchas hashvach. As I state in the Ramban, that just like Yotza Ma'oiris, it's a shvach. We're giving praise to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for creating a gewaldige meisa bereishis of a fire, and as they state in Mitzvah, Ksochem Nun Dalet, and as they state in the Me'iri, Birchas HaShvach. That's all. It's like, for example, when a person sees a beautiful mountain, or he sees a beautiful, huge ocean, so we know there are brachas for these things. The Birchas HaShvach. We're giving shvach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's how some Rishonim learn pshat in the fire. Now, let me tell you, there's an interesting Shitas HaKolboi. Wonderful Shitas HaKolboi. The Kolboi wants to say like this, beautiful pshat. He says like this. He says, it's the Hano of the light. Why do you make a bracha on Boirim Oyuha Eish? It's because you are getting Hano, you're getting benefit from the light. And since all Shabbos, it was Asa for a person to make a fire. And now on Motzah Shabbos, it comes to be Mutter. So what we do is, what do you think? We make the bracha on Motzah Shabbos, which is the first moment we're allowed to make fire. And it patters us making this bracha the whole week. That really zook the kolboi. We should be making a bracha every time we see a fire or a light even, as we'll see in a moment. But since we make a bracha and Motzah Shabbos the first time it becomes mutter, and that hano I've made my bracha, this passes my chiyuv the whole week, and it tines over there that there's no hesek hadas. There's no hesek. Because we always need fire. We need fire to cook. We need fire to see. We need fire in all our lives. So be'etzim, throughout the whole week of the kolboi, should be making a bracha, b'yom ha'esh. Why don't we? Because once we make it by Motzah Shabbos, when the first time it becomes mutter at the beginning of the week, that patters my chiyuv for the rest of the week. As I state, the Mudik of Pshat in the Kolboi. Let me get invited. Some Rishonim, the Chazon Ish brings down in Siman Lamed Hey, you should be shame Shammah, it's Kama Rishonim. It's a Birchas Hanenin. You get Hanor from fire, you make a Roch on fire. Also, the Honor is Boinim Azeh. But like Bochheh, can't eat an apple without an eight. You can't have Hanor from a fire without a Roch. As I bring the Chazon Ish, the Kama Rishonim. Sorry?
And this
one, and the yes. Now, the Rosh. There's a wonderful Rosh in Perek Ches, Sima Gimel. Sorry?
No,
you need it the whole time, so it's something that's constantly on your head. Now, there's a Rosh. Now, once then, it's not a Birchas Hanen in Bechalal. It's not a Birchas Hanen. He tied it to Zecha Ba'alma. Because fire was created on Motzah Shabbos, it's a Schira. It's a nice thing to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fire, Ki'ilu, was probably created before, but we saw it for the first time on Motzei Shabbos, so that Zeicha we have also on a regular Motzei Shabbos. Now everybody say, I have to mention to you, there's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, an unbelievable Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Chof. Here's a different pshat. He says a wonderful thing, that on Motzei Shabbos, what happened? On Motzei Shabbos, he says, that the Ribbono Shel Olam sent Adam HaRishon a pillar of fire. Why? To provide him with light, and to protect him from all the bad things that were going on. When Adam HaRishon, as I stated in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, when Adam HaRishon saw it, he was so much simcha going on over there, he stretched out his hand towards the light, and he made a bracha. That's what the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is, another reason why we make a bracha on the candle on a Motzei Shabbos.
Now,
so we're going to get to it, Balt. Now, we're going to get to it. No, we didn't speak it out yet. Now, the reason that Adam HaRishon made the bracha on the light, because again, it was the first Motzei Shabbos of creation, and it was very close to the beginning of the month, there was no moonlight over there, so that's why the Ribbono Shel Taka had to provide light in order for him to see, otherwise it possibly wasn't going to be Shaykh Bechlam and Meida. That's why Chazal were conveyed by us to make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos. That's why it comes as a skew from that. Again, it all comes from the Rosh over there. If a person missed Borei Moru Eish on Motzei Shabbos, whatever reason, he had wine, he had the Samin, and nothing else, he didn't have an Eish, or he missed the Bracha by the Eish, whatever reason. So, Avodah, there's no Inyan for a person to go along and do it afterwards. You know, there's no Inyan for someone on Sunday morning to start, you know, lighting fire, because again, the Seid is Dafka on Motzei Shabbos, and not on a Sunday. Now, if you're not, and that's good for Kert now, what if you're not making Abdullah? So, you've got no wine, you've got no Samin, I have matches. That's all I have. I have matches. So, Meila, can I make at least a shot? Why does the post can say, if Ramah brings a bad sem, you should make a Borei Moru Eish, even though you're not making Abdullah. Even though you make Abdullah later, Motzei Shabbos now is this month, and Abdullah maybe I'll be making, I don't know, after Aloy Sashach or whatever it is, after Chatzos, who knows. So, at least that you should make the Bracha on the Eish as soon as possible. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you're supposed to use a multi wicked candle. Why do we use a multi? Why is it, for example, we don't use one match, we always take two? Or if you have a candle, you take two wicks and put them together. What's the pshat? Mishnah Berurah says, Barshit, it brings more of a light. It's more of an eish, more of a vukah. We'll discuss it, Eid Hashem, next week when we get the halachas of Hanukkah, so it's taken again. When a person has a couple of wicks put together, so it could be he's not Yotze Bechlal Chanukah, because Chanukah has to be a candle, has to be one ner, not an avuka. Avuka has to be a fire. And here we want a fire dafka. But maybe that's why we take two things and we put them together. And that's why we have dafka two matches. Lemaisa, one second, if a person is taka stuck, so if other two matches put them together, the Seder Gomor. And if you get stuck, you only have one, you can also use one. If you only have in your house one candle that has one wick or one match, the heaven, you've got no other choice. About the Mishnah Berurah says Mefurish and Sikot and Zayin, about you're allowed to make a bracha on that, even though you haven't got two wicks or even though you haven't got two matches, that you can do. Now, let me get in baita. Running out of time.
The people, you ever
hear,
you know, have the
wicks attached made of things? No. By Yom Tov is a different shayla. By Yom Tov, a lot of people take two things, they put them together, then they actually distance them. That's a shayla on Yom Tov.
Not on Shabbos, no shayla.
That's right. Now, if a fire was lit by a goy, or by a yid, one of it's gone on Shabbos Kodesh, you are vadazuk the be'alocha, you are not allowed to use that for Abdullah. That's poshut. And if you did, make another brocha, make another hagofen, you were not yoitza. As I stated in be'alocha. There has to be a fire that was created for the first time on Shabbos Kodesh. Now, what is the brocha that we're making? Borei Moru Ha'esh. We suppose can say it's simple. Chazal are explaining to us there's different lights that we're making a brocha on. For example, in a candle, in a fire, you've got red, you got a little bit of green there, a little bit of blue, and you see all of that mixed up in a flame. So Borei Moru Ha'esh is coming to teach us that I'm making a bracha not only on that, but on all the colors that go together to make up that actual flame. What about Chashmal? I'll give you an example. Veinagay, a fellow called me up a couple of weeks ago from an intensive care unit in a hospital in Chutz Laaretz. Now, the problem was over there about making Havdalah, right? The issue is when you're anywhere in intensive care, you should never, ever, ever be there, Be'ez Hashem. Oba, if you have to go to visit someone or whatever it is, you are not allowed to light the candle there. Spashut. Right, I once had to give an instruction to someone, Nebuch Olenu, that was dealing with a geisus that was about to be mamish leave the world. So there's coming yonim that you're meant to be doing b'shas maisi. You should never know these things. But there are certain things you have to know. One thing, example, is to light a candle. It's supposed to get rid of the malacham. We're not going to the Indian. Now, the most intensive care, you're not allowed. to light a candle that takes oxygen away, and you're meant to give the patient oxygen, whatever the lomdus is. Now, what are you going to do now? You're in a place. You need to make Abdullah. You need to make Abdullah. What do you do, Lamaisa? Can you put on the light or not? When you put on the light, can you use Kashmal? So a lot of places can hold that a regular bulb, not a fluorescent, but a bulb, if it's not a frosted glass, and you actually see the little zigzag, little fire in there, you can actually make a brocha on electric. Now, it's not lechatchila. We don't do it lechatchila for a simple reason. That A, we haven't got 2 wicks. B, we haven't got an avuka, right? And number three, we haven't got the colors that we're looking at to say the ma'oire ha'esh. So, about this, not lechatchila. Bidi evad, if you've got no other eitzah, and you want to be yotzeh wonderful zacha, making a wonderful mitzvah of this bracha, so lemaisa, if it's a bulb that you can see that gets hot, a yellow bulb that gets hot, you can make a bracha on that bidi evad, but not a fluorescent. Fluorescent lights like this are not considered to be esh. That doesn't mean it's mutter on Shabbos. You know, many people come over to me and say to me, yeah, fluorescent lighting is mutter on Shabbos. Chas v'sholem. Anybody that says that has no idea about the metzias of a fluorescent light. How it works, without going too much into detail, is that on either side, as we know, it goes very, very hot. That lights up the gas that carries it through. If you would switch on one of these lights, feel either side when you switch it on, it will be hot. Then it cools down, which keeps the gas going at a regular normal heat. Which means switching it off may be better than switching it on. That's clear. But the Gabi Hilchus Neh, it's not. It's not a fire. And therefore, to make Abdullah on that, for sure, you cannot. But on a bulb that goes red hot, then about you can if it's not frosted. Now, Vaita. Being might see somebody else, just like we said yesterday, the Gabi Besomim, even though I have already made Abdullah, I'm allowed to make Abdullah again. Not only that, I can also make a bracha on the Eish again. Now this is a Gavaldig Ha'ora. We have a beautiful Ha'ora, I want to say over here, very Gishmak. Very, very Gishmak. If someone goes, for example, around the hospital, or he goes to an old age show, making Abdullah for all the different rooms over there, and he walks into one room, makes Abdullah, walks to the next room, Abdullah, and he's taking the same Besomim again. So we said yesterday, that could be, can make a Besomim again and again and again, Kozman, he's being Nane from the actual smelter boy, because it's a Birchas Nane. Oh, but we had a Gavaldig Ha'ora at Indushi yesterday, and if you're taking the same Chafes, the same Besomim from room to room to room to room to room, then about you can't make a new bracha because the same thing. It's the same shy we always talk about the Gabe Hilchus Yom Kippur. When people are busy on Yom Kippur for smelling all sorts of things, they want to throughout the day smell it again and again and again and again, can make Meir brachas. Tremendous shy if you're allowed to do that. What's called a Hesach Hadas? Over here, you can't say that because every time you light a new fire, it's a brand new fire, and then about you can make a Boim H. Even if you yourself were Yotzer, you can make it for somebody else. What about women? Are women also busy with this Boim HaEish or not?
No.
So, Lemaisa, most poskim hold that women are chayiv either because it's a chiv, it's a part of Avdola, or it's a Birchas HaShvach. Birchas HaShvach, why can't they make it? We can make a broch on a mountain, why can't they make a broch on a fire? The Mishnah Berurah holds no. The Mishnah Berurah holds that since it's got no Shaychus to Shabbos, Avdola, we said, Shaychus from the Reise by a woman, right? Because it's chiv and Shemira. It's the Shaychus of Shabbos. Masha Inkin, a Havdalah, the actual Neshaboy, since the Mishabura holds that the Maisa that's got no Shaychus to Kiddush, they've got no Hechus to Zachar V'Shama, the male women are not Chaya Bechlal. Which means, I've heard most of the women all busy with looking at the Ner. Oh, but if the Maisa, the man already made the Havdalah, and now he wants to repeat Havdalah for his wife, and only her, and he's heard it already, so then there's a tremendous Shaila, what he's meant to do. Now this is what I'm going to get to the next point.
Why should it, should
you should be able to do it.
Right.
That's what that's the reason why Takan most places can hold your chayyim. The Mishibur didn't go with that mahalach. Mishibur held it was a schira from Havdalah, and it came machmas Havdalah, and not, but not a shaykh is the etzem to Havdalah. So maybe you can't call it a chayyim.
No, that's
not where the place came. Not where the place came.
Did Chava then benefit from the pillar?
Oh, well, I want to get to that. I'd like to get to that. I want to get to another Ikka Shaila. Having Hana from the candle, where are you meant to stand? Where are you meant to stand when somebody's making Abdullah here in the Beis Medrash? Where are you meant to stand? Where are you meant to stand? Sorry?
It's a Gemara on Shabbos.
It's a Gemara on
Shabbos.
By what?
It's about a coin.
Oh, we're getting there. Gefaldigazach. Beautiful. Very good. Very good. The Mishabur says it very, very clear over here. Sikotin Yud Gimel. Very, very important halacha. And it's as follows. You have to stand near enough to the Ner, near enough to the candle, that you, if the needs would arise, you could use, you could have Hanor, you could have Ishtamshus from the Ner, from the flame, and you can actually have Hanor from it. If you're too far away, then it's not good enough. because then you're not covered having a no bechlan. That's very negayah. When you have a big group, for example, let's say you go to a hotel, Motor Shabbos, a guy stands up, make Abdullah, hundreds of people over there. You're standing all the way over there. If the lights would go out right now, would you have any hana? I don't know. It depends on the size of the room. It depends on the size of the fire. But you have to stand, one second, you have to stand close enough that if the need would come out, you would take a benefit from the fire. Which means the higher you put the candle, the more it spreads its light, and you will get hana the farther you can stand because it's higher up. What do we do, Lemaisa? What's the gedda? What means hana? So the Shulchan Aruch over here in Sifei tells us klar. The hana that we're looking for over here is a hana to differentiate between coins. That if I can see this is a one shekel and this is a ten agarot, see it, not feel it, then it's cool that I'm getting hana from the flame, right? Which is, here's the makor for the fingers. From this halacha in Shulchan Aruch comes the whole makor for everybody to stand up with the fingers. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Since the whole pshat, we said, is it's got to be that lemaisa, you've got to get hana. So what we do is we use our fingers to get hana, to see that we're close enough to the fire. And if we can see the flame in our fingernails and see the differentiation between a nail and the skin, then mistoma, I can also see the differentiation between two coins. So the side, the ganze makor for looking at the nails comes from the halacha of being nana from the candle, and it shows me, if I can see that in my hand, the difference between my nail and my skin, so and my stomach can also see the difference between two different candles, and the mela, that's the reason why we do it. Now, what's the seda hadvorim? What are you meant to do? So the Mishabura says, Betzim into Ramon, says Gimel, says Kla. The seda hadvorim is like this. You hold your right hand clenched like a fist. You hold it near the light before the bracha. I said, look, this Motzei Shabbos. I don't know if anybody does such a thing. I do it, because I learned this from Noah. But you'll do it now. You're supposed to put it there before the bracha is made. In other words, before he makes Borim Oreish, you put your hand over there. And it looks like, what are you doing? It's like, pick out the Shulchan Aruch and show them. You do that, right? Then the bracha comes out. Then they mix the bracha. Yeah? Then you open your fingers and turn around your hand, and now you look at the difference between your nails and your skin with the flame. You're meant to do that. Now, I did say your right hand, because as I stated in the Ramah, Rav Moshe, they do bring down, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal used to use also his left hand. Oh, but again, it's not mochach, you don't have to do that. Meikah Adin, Roy Poskim, don't bring this down, and you can use just your right hand, and that's good enough. Now, Rav Moshe had a different halacha as well. Rav Moshe used to switch off all the electric lights, and therefore when they made Borei Me'esh, so you're getting a real good hana from it, because he held that nowadays our candles are so shvach, and our lights in our house are so gishmak, so Mela, you switch it off, and you get better situation over there. Now, since the Ner is meant to be for illumination, you cannot use Hanukkah Neiris. You cannot use the Ner of the candle in the shul that they did for the Kovod, for the Shliach Tzibur, for example, wherever it is. Right, you're meant to use something that's going to be there for illumination, to enjoy the light, not something that's made for Hanukkah, not something that's made for Kovod of the Shliach Tzibur, or a Yorzeit candle, Ilan Nishmas, all these things. Sorry?
Why do you use the Yom Tov candle or something? You know, you
that's something else. That's something else. When that's a Hadolah for Yom Tov, that you've got no other choice.
Two kilos.
But you're talking about when? Talking about. No. Yeah, but everybody said you're allowed to use one. If you've got no two, you can use one. Yom Kippur is a different child.
Why?
Now,
because no, you're doing morning kippers on Shabbos, you have to use.
Yes, then you do regular Abdullah. Then you regular Abdullah. If you have kippers on Motzei Shabbos, you regular Abdullah. Now, you have to put out the candle with the grape juice. That means what you're meant to do is take the candle, dip it into the grape juice that spilled that we discussed yesterday. If you don't manage to do that, you can pour from the actual cup onto the wine itself. That's poshut. The poskim do bring down. Some people smell the candle when it's gone out. It's a chibur bar mitzvah. Someone a tiny it's a skula for chokhma, or for I don't know what it's a skula for. Lo yedeya. Abba Kapolim is brought down in the scroll to do such a thing. But also it's brought down that people use the wine of Abdullah to put on their eyes. Mitzvah Hashem Meir Seinayim, it's supposed to light up, just like a fire lights up the night, so to the candles, the mitzvahs, the Torah of the Rebbeinu Shalom also lights up our lives. And there's many other different inyanim as well, people put in their pockets. There's a Ben Ishchai that talks about it, Bizei Mitzvah, depends how much you put in.
Didn't put it
through the nail thing. He's still Yaitzah. Bizei Evid did nothing with his nails, he didn't drop his hand, nothing.
Because
he's Yaitzah.
He's
yeah.
Close enough
that he's
able to
get, yeah, exactly.
But if he's not, he wasn't able to mouth, but he can enjoy life or something else, not good enough.
Bizei Evid, even if he were, if he, again, it's not a chedik of Abdullah. So you're still you yoytze Abdullah 100%. I mean, when you yoytze boyer and your age, partially you get.
Even can't be
mafkin
between coins.
It's the chatchela to be mafkin between coins. That comes the minute of the actual nails. Couple more minutes, somebody said. Let me just mention something regarding wine and grape juice, because it's mamish nageya. Maybe it's more nageya to kiddush, but shy to know about diluting wine and grape juice. Sometimes it's shy by the end of Shabbos, so you supposed to got a little bit of grape juice left, a little bit of wine left. You want to start diluting it. So we know the Gemara Brachas Dachnuna Medalev tells us that. That yain chai, raw wine, was so raw, was so unedible, undrinkable, you can make a boi pre-eitz on it. They didn't make a hagofen on it because you can't even drink it. You must have to dilute it. The maisa nowadays, the Beis Yosef says, klar, we don't do that mahalach, because bismanenu, all of our wines are already diluted. It doesn't need any more diluted bechlal, and you use them the way they are. Al pisoid, however, people are very makbid. I'll be sorry to add a little bit of water into the grape. You ever saw this? People might, they open a bottle of grape juice, they put a little bit of cup, you know, a little water in there. What's the pshat? I'll be sorry because we know that water is chesed, and we know that wine is bina. So al yidei chesed to fix up the din. That's why al pikaboli dip in 3 drops. Okay, this is already getting al pikaboli. Look at the kapach chaim esuf kisim kuf pei gimel sikot involved. He spells out all these inyanim over there, right? Okay, the Maisa, most of our wines have already been diluted. For example, the OU, when I checked with them and I asked them about this, they told me that most wines can have up to 5% water. Grape juice can have up to 33% water. Now, the Mishnah Berurah paskens la'alacha, as long as it has a tam of wine or grape juice, a starker tam of wine, a starker tam of grape juice, so you still can actually dilute grape juice over there. You have to know every grape juice and wine is different. If it's a grape juice that's very, very shvach, to add water to it, it'll just possibly taste like a petel, so rather you're not going to be eitzah agofen over there, you've got to be careful. Chama Medina, not want to go too much into the Indian, maybe it's kudai to speak about a different time, but good to know, we did say Havdalah was different to Kiddush. Kiddush were much more machmeh with Chama Medina than we are with Havdalah. Let me give you an example. There's a machlokes we're showing him if you're allowed to use Chama Medina for Kiddush. Shita Sarambam is, you can never, ever, ever, ever make Kiddush with Chama Medina. No such thing according to Rambam of using whiskey, of using wine, of beer, of using milk, lo yedeh, except Havdalah. Havdalah, even the Rambam is masking. Shita Sarosh is, yes, you can make Kiddush on Chama Medina. The Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like Shita Sarosh, similar in base. The Lashon over there is V'divrei Tam Hein. On Lashon Aruch, he likes the Shita Sarosh. However, it has to be that you don't have wine. Wine is not motzei. The only heter that you have of making Kiddush, or even Havdalah, on Chama Medina means that it's not motzei. So what does that mean, not motzei? What's the pshat? So the Maaseh, you look at the Shittas HaRashbam, he tainas in Psochem, that there is no wine available in the entire city. That's what it means. That means Kol Zman is wine anywhere, no heter, Chama Medina. The Rosh says if you have to walk, or you have to go 1 day journey to find it, that's called it's not motzei b'chalal. Right? There's different shittas as well. The Maisa, Rabbi Tzberkut Shlita once told me, Clark, sorry? I'm not getting into Tchum Shabbos. If it takes that amount of time, then it's called wine and motzi. Rabbi Tzberkut once told me, Clark, that if your neighbor has grape juice, that's like it's in your fridge. So hat is bad. I haven't got it in my house. I can knock on the door, give me some grape juice. Ramela, that is what a person has to do. On Friday night, we never use Chama Medina. On Shabbos day, you can be much more makel and use Chama Medina in different situations, but you have to know it's called Chama Medina. We're not going now into the Shabbos, but it's a tremendous, tremendous sugya. If, for example, well, you're allowed to use milk, milk is a shayla, most poskim old milk is not going to be Chama Medina. Apple juice could be. Freshly squeezed orange juice might be as well. There are poskim that hold soda, fizzy drinks, are yes considered to be Chama Medina. Rav Zvi Orbach once told me that a fizzy drink is considered to be flavored water. So Kozman's water is about to not going to be a dinner of Chama Medina. Beer, you have to know, if it's taka the derech of people to serve beer in a chosh of a suda, could be it's considered to be Chama Medina. Coffee and tea, most poskim are machme, and they hold that you cannot use coffee and tea for Chama Medina. You have to know, whiskey is a tremendous style that we're not going into right now. Vodka depends, if that's called a chosh of a drink. Whiskey, the reason why the Hasidim are they making a whiskey is because they take a hold that it's a chosh of a drink, and they have it.
Yeah, if it's coffee or tea,
yeah, yes, but there's a taz. This already mean hogim. Apida chasidim, you don't need the monolog mug, you just have to have a small cup. Why? Because apida taz. That is a chashiv amount of this drink. So that amount of whiskey's got a chashivas of this much orange juice. That's how they learn. So again, if you've got a zaminig, above you, you keep it. But if you've got no minig to stand, take off such a minig and make a kind of little schnapsler of whiskey on a Shabbos morning, if it's not your minig, very, very schwer to do such a thing. I got plenty of a half dollar, we can about to be a lot more makel. Rabbi, I want to end with one thought, Stam. Rabbi, I just want to end with one thought. It's like the Chofetz Chaim tells us in the beginning of Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon that the more warnings the Torah gives us something, it shows the more choshev it is. So I was just thinking on the way here, I think it's a Kavod B'Gazach. Hilchas Havdalah, we just spent now 3-4 Shi'urim on Hilchas Havdalah. That what is Havdalah? To be mavdil between the Kodesh and the Choyel. If it's Adkidei Kach, that there's so much Lomdus and Chazal and Poskim on what? On making Havdalah between Shabbos and Choyel, it obviously shows us so that we're missing the difference that is between a Shabbos and a Chol. How choshev a Shabbos is. And this goes back to what we said right in the beginning. That the Sod over here is the Kedusha Shabbos we're meant to be feeling, we're meant to have our know and to enjoy it. And then when Shabbos goes out, we're meant to realize there's a Havdalah, there's a separation. The Shabbos that we had, you know, from the Shabbos, exactly. Good. Join us next week for Hilchos Hanukkah. Beis Hashem.